The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to The Meat Improv with me, Josh Simpson.
And me, Jake Jabor.
The Meat is the improv and storytelling podcast where we bring on comedian guests to tell true, meaty stories from their lives.
And then we take those stories and use them as inspiration for long-form comedic scenes, improvised scenes.
That's right. Totally made up on the spot. You'd never be able to tell. We have a Patreon. We like to remind you of patreon.com/TheMeatImprov. You can get access to our Discord channel there and an extra weekly episode that Jake and I do where we talk improv shop. Take questions. Talk about what we're teaching. We just did an episode on Zoomprov and the disadvantages and advantages of doing improv on Zoom. And we talked about all three episodes of the Middle Ditch and Schwartz special. So if you're interested in any of that, join our Patreon. Excellent. So let's get to the meat part of the podcast. And by that, I mean the podcast as a misdirect for our longtime listeners. Let's introduce our guests. Both these guests are, friends of Jake and I've been in the workshops, been in the scene for a minute. First timers, both. Let's introduce them. Mark, Jacob.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mark Jacob.
Welcome aboard.
Hello.
Meat train. And Zach Job.
Whoa, no. Yeah, I was going to say that audience didn't respond at all to me, and I don't care for it.
Hey. Sorry, they fell asleep.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here.
That's how committed to bits I am here. I forget about them 1 second later.
Yeah. Josh's improv rule of one and done.
Yeah, the Josh's rule of one is famous in the improv circles.
There's something to it, honestly. That kind of reminds you, did you ever this could turn into a whole thing, but I listened to Mike Birbiglia do improv on This American Life. Did anyone happen to catch that?
No.
He was like running an improv session like with like veteran UCB performers. So like Chris Gethard, Tammy Sager, I believe, was one of them. Basically the cast of Don't Think Twice. But anyway, he would like they would literally get like 1 minute into the scene. Someone would make a joke and he'd be like, "And scene." I was like, well, that's one way to do it. Never missing an edit. Anyway.
Is anybody, this is a few weeks old, but did anybody watch The Last Dance?
No, I didn't. I learned exclusively about The Last Dance from like sports commentators' responses to it, which it's either like, this is the most incredible thing I've ever seen, or man, Michael Jordan seems like kind of a monster, or like I just kept getting like different sections of responses, but I've never seen it now.
What sports commentators, like Bill Simmons?
It would be like, I actually had to stop listening to, I used to watch Undisputed with Skip and Shannon, and listening to Skip Bayless talk about Michael Jordan is like listening to an evangelical preacher talk about Jesus Christ. It's so obsessive, and he's just like, he's perfect, he's the GOAT, he's a beautiful angel, he does nothing wrong, like, and you're just like, I need you to have some sort of objective reality about this person, you know, like it's hard to hear him go on about that dude.
Yeah
I have to support him because he's like a big Cowboys supporter, and he kind of has the same like devotion, so it's like nice to have him in that corner, you know.
I'm pretty sure that just last year, Mark, I saw him throw a Cowboys jersey in the trash. Did I not?
Oh, what?
in his weird kitchen, because I think he got dragged on Twitter for
that.
He
did. He got mad at after a game, and he threw his Dak Prescott jersey into the trash.
Let's take that, Cowboys fan. I love talking shit about sports right now because we live in such a void of sports. It's like, you guys suck. We'll see in a few years, dude. When the Packers come back and Aaron Rodgers is 45 years old, you guys are all smoked.
Actually, I was actually talking with someone about how I think the NFL could have it. They could run the games, but they would just have like audience members or fans, but like very far from each other. And I even thought that they could become like celebrities because they're just like the people at the game. And there's only so many people you can focus on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like you also like you'd lose some anonymity in the crowd, too. Like, if you're like Prescott, you suck. Hey.
Yeah, it's hard to get real aggressive when you're like when they know it's you. it'd be a lot of like polite golf claps, like, oh yes, good tackle there.
I still have been listening to, I guess your question, Jake, have you watched The Last Dance? Yes. Yes, at 6 o'clock when it started on Sunday nights, I was watching. Because I've been watching, I've taken in is anything I can related to sports. Like, I know all the, like, I'm excited for hockey. Hockey's the first one to have, like, a plan. Like, they're going to do a huge tournament, turning their playoffs into, like, a... Did you hear about this or no?
No.
Hockey's coming back in July, and they're making it so more teams than usual are going to be included in their playoffs because they don't want to make it unfair to people that were, like, on the precipice of perhaps making or not making the playoffs. So they're doing, like, a bigger tournament. They're coming back in July, and I'm here for it. I love playoff hockey anyway. Not enough to really have a team or root for anybody, but it's fun whenever it's on. But hockey's coming in 2 months. End of July, yeah.
No, as you say, I kind of enjoy sports when I don't have a team. I kind of prefer it when I don't have a team that I'm rooting for. And I'm just like, general sportsmanship. Like, oh, yes, general competition I enjoy. I like every good play is like amazing to me because I'm not like it's not like the team I didn't want to win had a good play. And I'm like, oh, that sucks. I'm really pissed. I'm like, oh, and he caught the ball as well. Good for him. Like, it's all positive.
Yeah,
I enjoyed The Last Dance. I'm not even a big sports person, but I enjoyed it became like appointment television, which was kind of nice that every like. I watched it with some people over Zoom. Not like we just like had the Zoom on and chatted during commercials or whatever. But it also felt like I got all the stuff, the fun parts about sports, which was like somebody went to get like I understand like Sports Center and things, but it was like they like I tuned in every Sunday for like sports highlights of a narrative. Like it like It like hit all my itches of like, oh, I'd watch sports if somebody was like every week they were like, here's the season of this team or whatever. And I was like, oh, cool. So I really enjoyed that part of it. Yeah, I'm not a big sports guy, but I'd watch sports if it was, I guess, curated.
You got to curate it. You got to pick who you're following. That's good. That's what being a fan is.
You learn their story of like how they, all their hopes.
I like that the idea of having like a fantasy draft, but it also includes their hopes and dreams. And like, you know, after sports, this guy's looking to start a restaurant. So, you know, he's in my top five.
That is interesting. I thought it was interesting. Like, there was a lot I liked out of The Last Dance, just like seeing Jordan. For one thing, just doing the like probably the definitive documentary on you and your run or your career, just with a glass of whiskey by and kind of a gut is like bold move. But I liked the format of like them handing him the footage to watch. Like they would hand him an iPad and be like, one part in the very, it's not really a spoiler because it all happened. But like at one point they're like showing him footage of like Isaiah Thomas. Like, here's what Isaiah had to say about your playoffs, the Pistons versus Bulls playoffs. And Jordan was just like, I don't need to see this. I know what whatever he's going to be saying is going to be like basically called him a punk or said he was a liar.
Yeah. To this day, Scottie Pippen went on on some show and they showed him something Isaiah Thomas said. And he's like, yeah, he's still a hater. Like they still have feet after all these years.
Those guys hold grudges like I can't believe. Scottie Pippen like had a migraine during that finals game or whatever, and they like asked Jordan about it today, and he's like, he said he had a migraine. I mean, what can you do? Like, there was still a little bit of like him thinking it was bullshit, like a little upset about it. It's like, you're Michael Jordan. I mean, I guess that's why you're Michael Jordan, but it's also like, let it go. He was your teammate, helped you win six rings. Let believe him when he said he had a headache 20 years ago or whatever.
Hey, Prescott, thumbs down. You're bad.
Hey, man. Why are you saying that to me? I can hear you. You're like the only one in that section.
Oh, my God. He's talking. Hi.
Hi. Yeah. You're wearing my jersey and you're booing me, man. What the heck?
Yeah. I didn't think you really did a good job on that drive earlier. You didn't read the defense like I would have liked.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm a person, and I make mistakes sometimes. You ever think about that? My mom watches every game that I play, just so you know. So my mom's hearing everything that you're saying.
Hey, Prescott, can you get back in the game? I understand it's a little distracting with only one guy, but try and tune him out the way you do when it's thousands of people. Okay.
Okay. Coach, I'll do my best. It's just, it's so personal when I know who this guy is.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, Mike McCarthy, the coach.
Yeah. What?
You were terrible in Green Bay towards the end.
Okay. Noted. I'm gonna get back to the
well, how is it gonna be different now? You have unimaginative.
I see what you're talking about, Prescott. It's like having a conversation with a guy. I can't. It's gonna be different because I've reflected on my past mistakes and I've made adjustments. Okay, it'll be different this time around. Now if I can get back to the game.
Hey coach, he brings up a good point. Okay, I know he's just a guy in the stance, but you know, I want you to admit that Dez caught it at the end of that playoff game, okay? Because that's a big thing for all Cowboys fans.
What and are you doing taking the one fan side? We are the same team.
He makes good points, okay, Coach? You've never brought up the last couple of years in Green Bay, and I think there's a reason why.
Look.
Hey, delay a game, Cowboys. Guys, you got to get back there on the field, okay? It's been like a 5-minute timeout. You got to get back in there, all right? Whoa. I'm trying to start the game back. What am I doing wrong?
I agree about that.
No, I heard you. Why do I suck?
Can you explain to me the rules of a catch? Right, explain to me the rules of a catch.
Okay, you have to... It's very complicated. It's not just, getting 2 feet down can be part of a catch. Maintaining control of the ball, that's very important in a catch. It's a long process. We have discussions about this every year.
I got it, but I think it's ruining the game. And I have to say, as an objective fan of the Cowboys, that the play with Dez Bryant a few years ago, by the letter of the law, was not a catch, and that was the right thing. That should have happened. Now, was it a catch? Did it seem like an athletic play? Yes, and maybe that it should have counted. But by your rules, by the rules that we play in this league, Dez Bryant didn't catch the ball, and the Packers deserved to lose in the NFC Championship game. Am I right?
Thank you.
Am I right?
Yeah. Yes, you're right.
First of all, Dez, you weren't on the team when this happened. I don't know why you care.
Because I'm a Cowboy now, and I care about I care about all the past Cowboys and all the hopes and dreams that were ruined, okay?
Hey, we're letting this guy get to us, okay? Ref included. Okay. Let's just focus on the game.
All right, I'm going to go back into the huddle, okay? All right.
Okay, good.
Hey, everyone.
Great.
Look, we need to do the exact same play from years ago, okay?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know...
Okay, you got to call a specific play, dude. Yeah. You cannot say we got to play the same play.
It was a different playbook. I don't know. Everyone do pass protection and somebody run down the left side of the field. Okay, that's all I need you guys to do. Everyone else just run around like you're playing backyard football or something. Got it.
Okay, you're in charge. So right. Yeah.
All right, defense. He's gonna send everyone down the left side of the field and play some playground ball. We'll stack the left side, and we should be able to intercept this. Let's go.
Okay. Hey, what the? Hey, no one had that guy. What happened out there?
I think they heard your plan.
You said it pretty loud.
Peanuts. Cracker Jacks. Peanuts.
The stadium sucks. You're still doing Cracker Jacks? I cannot believe I spent $40,000 on a ticket to be one of like 100 people in the stadium to buy Cracker Jacks.
Do you want one? Do you want some Cracker Jacks?
Yeah, honestly, yes. I've been so long since I've had one. I would be willing to find out what it tastes like.
Opposite ends of the stadium. Okay, give me a minute.
Wait, before
can you throw it?
Yeah. Hey, Dak, give me a hand. You got an arm.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna go pick it up. You already got it. I picked it up off of the field. Picked up the Cracker Jacks off the field.
This is cool. Here I go. Hey, this might go viral.
Whoa. Somebody's trying to intercept my Cracker Jacks. Oh, my God. That guy just came out of nowhere. That was elite Cracker Jack interception.
Me, you're in my seat.
What? No. B84 through through C23 are all me. That's all me.
Yes,
that's one of my section.
B22, you've got to move one over.
Oh, okay. My bad. My mistake.
These two guys sitting right next to each other.
Are you guys friends?
Yeah, it's weird they let us sit.
I don't know yet.
We hear the announcers in the booth.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott's taking his time. I don't think he's a good leader for this Cowboys team. Meanwhile, the fans are really getting involved in the game. Coach Mike McCarthy, I don't think he's done any homework since his time with the Green Bay Packers.
You know, this is the kind of stuff that makes me sick. When I'm thinking about a head coach who's sitting around interacting with the public instead of getting his mind in the game. When I was playing, you didn't talk to the fans, okay? You did what a good head coach did. You hired one of your cousins to get a ticket, and then he sat in the stadium and he would club people in the knees if they disrespected you. That's good football. That's classic, hard-nosed football.
Well, Troy, you were speaking right into a microphone there, or else I would have said that everyone can hear you.
Uh-oh, it's time for the kiss cam. It lands on Josh's character alone.
Huh? Well, I need someone to kiss. You go
kiss somebody. Right.
I'm gonna go kiss. I guess I'll I want to go kiss one of those linebackers. I think they The camera follows him. Excuse me, can I get down? He gets helped down. Sean Lee, is that your name?
Yeah, that's my name.
Hey, we might be able to go viral if we go on the Kiss Cam together.
Sean, you were just complaining about how you weren't getting out there enough. Kiss this fan.
No, I know. I kind of do need love. I'm always getting injured, and it's just tough for me. You know what I mean? I'm such a good player. I have so much potential.
So you're okay. A fan of the opposing team, the Eagles, on the other side. Sean Lee said he needs love. Let's get him.
What a loser.
Sean needs love.
Yeah, we all do.
All right, so let's get back to the meat part of the podcast where we have a guest to share a meaty true story from their life. Our apologies if there's any audio fuzz or issues earlier. We should have it resolved, but, you know, we're all doing our best here in four separate rooms scattered across Los Angeles. So thank you for sticking with us. Let's get to the fun part now. Mark, you're up first. What would you like to talk about?
I guess one of the bigger, I mean, I have like a lot of shorter stories, but one of the bigger ones that has like multiple things in the story is I had to like apologize the morning of graduation to my whole graduating class. Now I should give some like context for how that all ended up happening. Well, obviously, but like growing up, I was like a wild child, weirdly enough. This meant like I got in fights at school. I talked back to teachers. I said snarky things to anyone and everyone. And then in fifth grade, I started to like begin my path to like, I guess being like not basically like almost like Zen, to the point in high school where I moved right before high school. So I went to a high school where a lot of people didn't know me from before that. And all they
what knew, age? Like in high school, you're saying, like when you went into high school?
Well, I moved from middle school, but my mom let me finish up where I was at for eighth grade. And then in ninth grade, I went to it was a whole new place and like no one knew me. And by then, like I had promised a teacher in sixth grade that I would never cuss again. And I hadn't cussed since then. And at this point, you couldn't make me angry. Like, whereas before I would fight you for saying anything, now you could say the worst things to me and I'd be like, you know, you probably have something going on like at home or whatever. So come, the panoramic picture day, I have such a good, like, I guess reputation with like the administration and stuff.
Is N high school. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I just did a background thing of how I used to be rowdy and then now I'm not anymore. And then
what's panoramic picture day?
So you know how you take a panoramic picture for like the senior class takes a panoramic picture. It's like the big class photo.
Okay. Yeah.
So on that day, I was good friends with the administration cause I had like been involved and I was like homecoming, whatever, and stuff like that. And, on the homecoming court. And then, so they let me sit in the front, not where I was like designated to be. And for some reason I got it in me, this idea that, I wanted to create like a fun story for later on. And that was all the motivation I needed. And all I did was like, I flipped off. I rested my hands on my legs and I was sitting cause they allowed me to be at the front and I rested my hands on my legs and just put the middle finger out on both of my legs. And then my friend Joe, who I suppose I convinced to join me, he did it, but he had his arms crossed and his middle fingers like near his shoulder. And
sneaky.
Yeah, I know, right? I don't even argue that we wouldn't have been caught if it wasn't for that move. But then the photographer, he blew up that section of where me and my friend were, and he circled it and he sent it to the administration. So then they told me I wasn't going to be able to walk at graduation, and that I had to go, my mom had to go speak to the assistant principal who, give context for that, hates my family because my brother was in marching band, and the flag girls that were part of it, the band members raised all the funds for them to travel, and the flag girls didn't have to raise anything. And my mom brought this up at a meeting when he used to be the flag director, and was like, no, they should pay for trips. So that's the guy I have to meet with to talk to about getting to walk at graduation. And things that happened, like, and the events that followed this were people, because I went to a very big high school, so I didn't know everyone, but people started to know me, like, hey man, that's the guy that flipped them off or whatever. Like, people were offering me
food. Did anything else ever happen in this town?
It's El Paso, Texas, so arguably yes. And like, teachers came up to me. Apparently the teachers had a problem with the administration too, because they came up to me and they're like, that was the dumbest and best thing like you could have done. And my mom wasn't going to come speak for me. And so I told teachers this, because I was like, yeah, I'm not going to get to walk because my mom won't come speak for me. And I had all these teachers offer to go speak to the administration to let me walk at graduation. I'm telling you, I got along with people at that school. So essentially, my best friend's mom, my mom was mad because I told her she was going to come speak for me, which has created a little bit of animosity to this day. But right as I'm about to call my best friend's mom, my mom shows up like not happy and goes in to like speak to the assistant principal. And the deal was that I had to do a certain amount of community service. And then I had to apologize to the whole graduating class about flipping off the camera.
How'd that go?
The actual apology.
Yeah.
So I couldn't think of anything to say. So my best friend, whose mom was going to come speak for me, he like gave me something to write, cause I genuinely just didn't have anything to like say. Cause I thought it was a big overreaction to like just flipping off a camera, I guess. My friends are very vocal. Let's just say I was in Greece and I had the smallest role ever, and they basically like a Little Miss Sunshined me and just like cheered me on. So these are the guys who are out in this audience when I'm apologizing, and I just was like, I can't look at them or else I'll laugh. So I said something like, I apologize from my heart of hearts or whatever. And there's people in the audience, including my friends, who were like, we don't even care. We love you anyway. Like, so the whole time, no one's taking this seriously. And then my stepdad was like weirdly in the audience for the apology. Just my stepdad, not my mom or anything. And he was just like, you did a good job. You could like see him like the only guy in this big old like football stadium thing.
Seems like the end to a dumb movie. why is this happening?
was the apology, when you gave the apology, was that at graduation? I missed that.
It was at the, so I don't know if this is a thing, It was at the practice for the graduation that would happen that night. So you just like practice like the general like walk of the graduation.
Okay.
Yeah, we did that the day before, but I know what you're talking about.
Like a rehearsal.
Yeah, a rehearsal.
Do you remember like your reasons why you wanted to flip him off? Was there like any sort of like taking a stand element to it, or was it just like
truly
it'd be funny?
Truly, no. I thought this would, I think it was, this would be kind of funny. And this is like, I, at that point I was like, people think they know me in this school. they know this kind, like non-rebellious person. So I was like, let's shake it up. That's like the, yeah, that's what went through my head.
That's pretty funny.
So, and your mom didn't want to talk because she was embarrassed or she didn't get along with the administration?
You know what? She never said it was because she had to go talk to the guy that clearly disliked my whole family. She said it was because she was ashamed of what I had done and I had embarrassed her for all of, like the community. She's like a very religious woman. And I was like, Mom, come on. Like, it's not that big of a deal. And my dad was like, my dad of all people who, I don't know, was like, he was disappointed too. And I was like, all right.
That is the perfect age for that though, because you're about to just graduate and be like
yeah,
like it's like the last matters. Moment that, that people can be mad at you for misbehaving like that.
Yeah.
If anything, it made me, this sounds dumb, but if anything, it made me more popular in the school, if I'm
sure. How many people are in your graduating class?
Oh geez, like 3,000, is that too many?
Jesus.
3, wait. 3,000?
It's a 5A school in Texas. It's like as big as you can get. 5A is like the biggest you can get.
Holy shit.
Maybe 3,000 is what we started with, but it might have been like, you know what? I think it might have got a new high school opened up, and I think like 1,000 or so or 1,000. 1,500 people moved. I don't know.
That does change things. Do you apologize to like a bigger crowd than I've ever played for?
Mr. Johnson, can you come into my my classroom real quick? I'd like to speak with you for a moment.
Yeah, of course.
So, As a history teacher for over 20 years, I just want to say on the record, I'm very upset what you did in that photo. I think it's very unacceptable that you flipped off that photo, and I think it's very upsetting. Now, off the record, as a human being who has to teach with this god-awful administration, I want to say thank you so much. Okay, the teachers have your back. It's an incredible thing you did. Flipping off the camera like that. Oh my God. Take that, establishment. I love it. So thank you.
Wow, Teach. I appreciate that, man. Thank you for saying that. Yeah. I think they overreacted. I don't know who these guys are, man.
Yeah. I've asked that question every day. Who do these people think they are? Okay. Somebody needs to get in their face. I don't want to do it. Obviously, I don't want to do it, but I'm so glad you did it. Do you want to
knock, knock? Oh,
hey.
Hey there. Just wanted to remind you that we're going to have a little planning for the pep rally and the teacher's role in it in 15 minutes. So you're taking part in that, right? I'm talking to you. You're the history teacher. Are you going to take part in
that? Yes, of course.
Oh, my. What are you still doing in the school?
You talking to me?
Not you. I'm talking to this... this awful student of ours. I put student in quotes because he's more of a disturber.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, man. I don't know.
Hey! You disrespected this entire school. On the record.
Why couldn't you guys just blur my fingers out? It was that easy. Blur my fingers out. No one has to see.
Blur my fingers out?
Don't blur my fingers out.
Blur my fingers out? Listen, he closes the door. I wish we could have blurred the fingers out. Listen, I have to say that when the door to the hallway is open, I loved what you did. As an administrator of this school, I hate my role as well.
You hate yourself?
Yes. I hate it. I hate having to do the pep rallies. I hate having to get school spirit up. I wanted to give a middle finger to this whole damn operation since the day I walked in, but I can't. All right. Okay. Thank you.
To be honest, when I did it, I was just fucking around and I feel like there's a whole bigger thing that I wasn't even aware of.
No, you knew. Your heart told you. And you think about what you did. Opens the door. And now. grumble.
Mr. Johnson, do you want to, I obviously on the record, bad, you're bad. And then he closes the door. Do you want to have a drink? I started dealing with the art teacher. We're making some posters to hang up in some areas around the school, Viva la Revolucion, and they have your face on them. Do you want to have a drink with me?
Yeah, I'll have a drink with you.
Okay, great.
As long as I'm not getting in trouble for this, I'll have a drink with you.
Hey.
And you guys can use my face. I mean, you know what? They've already dragged me. I might as well become the face of this, I guess.
Hey, you know, a lot of revolutionaries don't want to be involved, but that's not what history decides. That's not what fate has in store for us. And you are a revolutionary on the rise, my friend. What are you going?
Knock, knock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Superintendent Palmer's here. I just wanted to come by and show it's Teacher Appreciation Week, so I thought I'd give you a little Starbucks gift card to just say great job out there. Your work is not going unnoticed, and we appreciate you. That's all. Okay. Have a good rest of the day. Nice to see you working with some young minds. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Close the door. That piece of shit. That sack of shit trying to butter me up with his capitalist gifts. And the revolution has started and he knows it, okay? He's trying to curry favor.
Mr. Key, if I'm being honest, both administrators seem fairly nice. I mean, even the first guy, I forget his name if I'm being honest, you know?
His name is Pig Dog. That's what I call him.
Okay. I don't think
that's... Knock.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, you better... I'll come in here and tell him. Close the door. I just saw that superintendent asshole walk out of here.
Son of a bitch.
He's so nice.
What did he say to you guys?
What did he say? He said it was Teacher Appreciation Week or something. Something about controlling us and holding us down.
Oh, it is Teacher Appreciation Week. I'm sorry.
Is that money you're getting out of your wallet?
It's $5 for you. $5 for you, the student.
Thank you. I mean, I don't even deserve this.
You do. Hey, I got an idea for the pep rally.
Okay.
You and I, we start pepping up the school. We do a short skit, one of the ones that we wrote years ago and we're just recycling. Okay. You and I, we do a skit. Maybe something where we're, I don't know, the Brookfield Spartans, you know, the people we're playing at homecoming. I'll say I'm a Spartans fan. You know what you could do? I'm talking to you, Mr. Johnson.
Yeah. I know.
Run out from behind the bleachers and kick me square in the cock.
Is this a 300 thing? Is this why you need me to do this?
What? A 300 thing?
Yeah.
The crowd will go wild. Kick me in the dick.
The people need to see you take down the administration. They want to see a dick kick. They need to see it.
I don't want to kick.
Knock.
And I hate it. And I wish that. And I give me my money back.
Whoa!
Mr. Johnson in the face. And you,
hey, whoa.
You teach history, and you better write a good script for the pep rally. Yeah.
Wow. Superintendent Palmer's back just to say, wow, I love that passion and enthusiasm. You know, I understand we get spirited minds together. I just wanted to say, first off, a couple extra gift cards. We ordered too many. I should go back to the math department, huh? Blah. So here's a couple more gift cards. And I'm going out of town this weekend to a education conference, and I have tickets to the Houston Rockets. So can't use. So I thought I'd just lend you those Houston Rockets tickets. And
how could you lend tickets?
Do you think I could get one for my girlfriend, maybe?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Four, they're box seats. I got four. They're up in the box seats. Sometimes Hakeem is up there hanging out. enjoy yourselves. Okay. Happy Teacher Appreciation Week. All right. Toodles.
Have fun at your endless conferences where I'm sure you're working to improve our school system.
Thank you, Superintendent. We all appreciate you.
Of course, closes
the door. They start putting the middle finger at the door. Oh, suck on my middle finger. Oh, did you see that?
As if I knew this was going to be my middle finger was going to be interpreted this way, I wouldn't have done it. That superintendent's a nice guy.
Your middle finger's the rallying cry for this whole movement.
Well, cut to the pep rally.
Oh ho! I'm a Spartan. I think that our school is better than the Wauwatosa Raiders.
Look at me and tell me I have to do this.
Do
I have to do this? That's the only way I'm doing this. If I have to do this, I'm gonna do it.
We see he's standing in front of everybody. What's happening? I'm a Wauwatosa Raider.
Hey, everyone, do you guys want to see him get kicked in the dick? I don't want to kick him in the dick.
Yeah, we're a bunch of teenagers. We want to see somebody get kicked in the dick. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are a bunch of barbarians.
I kick him in the dick.
Why?
Hooray, dick kicks.
The roof opens up and the superintendent and Hakeem Olajuwon come down on a ladder from a helicopter. And you get a brand new Razor scooter. And you get a brand new Razor scooter. And you...
That's a 7-footer on a helicopter ladder.
Yes, I actually think we go to the best school ever. Our gym opens up from the top, like the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. We should all be grateful to be here.
Hi, Zach. It's your wedding photographer. I brought the photos from the wedding. Can I come in and show them to you?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to see them.
Okay, great. Excellent. Your wife isn't here, is she?
Oh, no, my wife just stepped out for a minute. She had to run a few errands.
Okay, great. So this folder on the left is the decoy folder. If she comes in, these are all the photos. On the folder on the right, what you'll see is I blew up some of the images, and I think that your best man is having an affair with your wife. So I zoomed in rather closely, and what you can see is a little bit of a side eye from your wife and the best man. I circled it here. And here.
Listen, you know what? I'm going to say I appreciate that you would care enough to acknowledge this, but I trust my wife, Megan, and James has been my best friend for a very, very long time. And I think you might be reading a little into this.
Okay, I thought you might say that. So these photos, after the wedding photos, I followed James. And here I have him.
We see all these photos have like flowery little like borders. They say James 2020 and the date.
I only have one type of printer, but look here. Here's James getting into a Subaru Outback. Now, I don't know if you recall, but after the wedding photos, he said, I have to go rock climbing. So I followed him. Okay, here he is at the rock climbing gym. And now, if you'll notice the timestamp on this, this is him walking into the rock climbing gym.
This we see he somehow caught him in the air with like his hands up. He got the exact moment jumping.
And then here's some more photos. Okay, hands covered in chalk, hands clean after he went to the bathroom. I think that your wife was in the bathroom filleting your best man.
Okay. Two things real quick. First of all, these are beautifully composed photos, and I just want to compliment you on that, to be honest with you. Secondly, in this scenario, well, my wife, while she was blowing my best friend, took the chalk off of his hands. What does that mean?
I assume he either washed his hands before touching your wife's breast so that you wouldn't see the chalk on them later, or possibly came into his hands and then had to wash his hands anyways. One of the two likely happened. Now, here's some more photos. Here are my photos with chalk on them. Here are photos of my hands after I came in them and then washed them off. Now, look how similar my hands look.
We see all these photos are on a beach.
This is by far, this is both incredibly disgusting and very beautiful photography.
I rented a location for 4 hours and I only ended up using it for two.
Yeah, pal, listen, I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing in these photos are clearly you used to do a lot of manual labor with your hands, and I can see it in the details in your hands, and it's a beautiful photo. And it's also disgusting that I know you just came in your hand and rinsed it off in this photo. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is disgusting. You're reading into this, man. Okay.
So you're telling me you do not believe that your wife had an affair with your best man?
No, I love my wife. I trust my wife. I love my best friend and I trust him. And I really don't think my wife was waiting in the bathroom of a rock climbing gym to blow him.
Okay. All right. But what about this? So later I followed your wife and she went into Ann Taylor's and I caught some photos of her buying some leggings. Now, I think she took those leggings because she was going to have sex with your best man on a horse. Now, I'll show you here because that will chafe your legs. Here are some photos of my legs after being naked on a horse.
We see in this photo, there's a cop in the background approaching.
Now, normally I have a horse to shoot wedding photos, but I didn't this time. And so I had to hop on this horse briefly without pants on, took the photos. Now you'll notice that my legs are chafed. Now, do your wife's legs look chafed like this?
My wife's legs have never looked chafed like this. It has never looked like
exactly naked. Because when she was naked having sex with your best man on the horse, she was wearing the leggings that she bought at Ann Taylor.
Okay, I think you have to leave now, to be honest.
Knock, 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 knock.
Yes, come on in.
Hey, right. What's up, Zach?
Hey, what's up, dude? What's going on?
First of all, I had a great time DJing your wedding.
Yeah.
It was a really lively crowd. I thought you had a pretty good music selection. Can I talk to you for a second?
Sure, buddy. Yeah, of course.
I noticed some things on the dance floor that I found to be a little disturbing.
What happened?
I think your wife is having sex with your best man.
No, why do you think that? I'm sorry, why do you think that? What about what happened on the dance floor? We did a solo dance between the two of us.
Yes, that's exactly what I noticed. You did your solo dance. And if you look at this photo I took with my GoPro I had streaming the whole event, freeze it here, look at your wife's face. She's giving a side eye.
I think she's just looking off. Like, do you just...
At who?
I'm sorry. When you dance, do you stare directly at your dance partner's face the entire dance?
Always. Okay. What? That'd be jarring if it... Are you kidding? In a two-person wedding dance? Yeah, I'm going to be looking... I've filmed 100 of these. They're always looking right at each other.
Yeah, no one asked you to film
I looked at this footage later. We did the Tootsie Roll.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you watch these frames, like click, 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 it's to the left, to the right, your wife and the best man disobey. Well, the best man obeyed, but your wife disobeys and they cross feet here. You see this frame?
Yes, I see that frame. So what? They were near each other during a dance. Okay, listen, guys, both of you guys, for some reason, I do still appreciate that you seem to have my best interest at heart. But like, my wife isn't fucking my best man. Also, okay, as a DJ, you should not be recording my wedding. That's not okay.
It's for my website.
What? Knock, 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 knock.
That makes it worse. Okay, I'm sorry. Who are you?
Hey, just wanted to say it as I was coming in. I'm the preacher from your wedding.
I remember our preacher.
And as someone who guides people throughout life, I felt it necessary to come here. By the way, beautiful wedding, and thank you for hiring me.
Let's hear it for the preacher.
Oh, you a radio guy?
Aspiring.
Okay.
Wedding DJ now, though. Did you want to do the entrance again? Because we can, and we can have you do it to, like, something fun.
Oh, yeah. Lord, I lift your name on high, preferably, maybe.
Yeah, I can probably find that on Spotify.
Okay.
Well, listen, while you're finding that on Spotify, can you please explain to me what you're doing at my house?
Yes. I have a picture here.
I'm going to stop you right now. You are a preacher. You should not be taking photos at my wedding, I assume. Am I wrong? Were you taking photos at my wedding?
Well, I mean, I understand, but the church we were at is a very, like, it's a very historical church, and I just had to get pictures. And in one of my pictures, I see that your best man was looking at your wife while I was speaking.
From God's mouth.
Okay.
I was playing a version of Lord, I Lift Your Name on High, but I think it was a dumb instrumental. Keep going.
No, it's fine. I think you guys should leave because I don't feel like this is helpful in my relationship. I just got married to the love of my life. I think she's an incredible woman and I trust her and I believe in her and I don't think she would cheat on me. Okay.
We cut to the wedding photographer meeting with Zach's wife. Hi, it's me from the wedding. I took the photos of your wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi, here are the photos from the wedding. Now this folder is the decoy. In this folder over here on the right, I think that your husband is having sex with a preacher and a DJ.
Sit down, you piece of crap.
All right.
Sit down.
All right.
Sit down.
Oh, okay. I was trying to pick a chair. Pick this one.
The one chair is my chair, obviously. This chair on the other side of the table is your chair.
Okay.
Now let's get those hands on the table. And I want each of your fingers extended at all times.
Okay, I find this completely unnecessary.
I find you completely... You walked in... You walked into a 7-Eleven convenience store.
Mm-hmm.
And let me show you that. Let me run back this footage. All right. So someone did get shot earlier in this night, but later on, we looked at the footage and we noticed this. We see a still image of Mark's character flipping off the security camera. What's this?
Okay, I was
who's that meant for?
I don't know. It was meant for my Instagram. I don't know. We are watching you.
The what?
You know when you see a camera and it'll say on the thing we were watching you? I find it silly, I guess. I don't know.
You find it silly. We are watching you.
Knock, knock, knock. We see two gentlemen in suits open up the door. Excuse me, sir. Is this the gentleman from the footage we saw earlier?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, sorry.
Go ahead. You go first.
My associate and I are here from a, let's just say, shadowy government organization. And as it turns out, we are watching you. And we want to know why you'd flip us off.
Mm-hmm. The feds don't have to get involved with this, okay? I can handle this locally. We can.
No, I think it's a little bit out of your jurisdiction, pal. This is
you don't think I can see someone flip a bird before? We know how to handle people who flip a bird. Yeah. All right, I don't need the feds breathing down my neck.
Who said we were the feds? Yeah, this would be a fed. You'd call in the feds maybe if I don't know. He made cross eyes at the camera, but he was flipping the camera off. This goes all the way up to the top.
We see my character trying to like slowly back away and sneak.
My character like zooms and puts him back in his chair and zooms back to where he was at in like lightning speed.
The flash.
Yeah, pal, as we said, we're a little above your pay grade. So if you want to sit down and watch a couple of professionals work, you're welcome to, but we're in charge now.
Gosh. You know, go figure. Go figure. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Go tell them what you got. Go tell them what you got. We'll see what you do differently than me, but I doubt it's much.
Okay. So we have you on the footage. You were there a few hours before, you know, whatever happened. Who knows? It doesn't matter. And you flipped off the camera. What was going through your mind, pal?
I thought it'd be a funny thing to put on my Instagram. I've said this to the guy before. It wasn't a big deal.
Wasn't a big deal.
Can I ask what a shadowy organization, what's the purpose of having a CCTV or whatever this thing's hooked up to in a 7-Eleven? I failed to see the point. I mean,
we like to know what people are buying.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Slurpees, hot dogs are roasting over there.
No, okay, hold on. I don't want it to be described to me. I don't like to look at a spreadsheet. I like to watch the people buy what they want to buy, okay? That's why we put them in every 7-Eleven. We like to see it.
And if I could say something that maybe these ding-dongs don't really understand, on a local level, people that flip off birds are often the ones that turn into bigger-time criminals. We're talking serial killers, pedophiles, that kind of thing. It all starts with, it's like same thing as like killing animals when you're young. It's a bad sign.
If I could say something,
we see they're fighting over a microphone for some reason.
If I could say something that this local ding dong may not know, we're keeping an eye on people who might be trying to signal to creatures from another dimension. Okay. You said you bought a couple of roasted hot dogs, a Slurpee, and then you flipped the camera off. Okay. All we needed was.
All we needed. That's a classic. What this ding dong may not understand is that is a classic summoning of a creature from another dimension. So.
That's what I just said.
Well, you didn't say what kind. Could be a Kraken.
Is this a real thing, guys? There's a creature.
Don't play dumb with us.
You have evidence of this.
I zip out of the room and zip back in with a couple of coffees. Looks like Jesus. We're going to be here a while.
Oh, none for me.
You are
zip
very...
out, zip back with another coffee.
Yeah. I don't want. Yeah. No. Vanilla cream? No thanks.
Listen up.
You are very fast. I have to say that. You are very fast. And
I'm pretty fast. My guy runs out of the room, trips over the door.
I think he scraped his knee pretty bad. We should, I don't know, close the door.
Yeah, let's close the door. Look, while he's out of here, we need you to come clean.
Yeah,
we see in the corner of this room there's a camera.
Now you can talk to us. Were you trying to release some sort of multi-dimensional creature, Cthulhu, you know, something along those lines?
Oh,
a sin eater.
Yeah, I was trying to signal He's looking at the back wall. Hang in there, guy, buddy, little guy. That's what I was trying to signal. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
That sick pervert.
You were trying to signal to hang in there, little guy? Oh, my God. Yeah. This is above our pay grade.
Yeah, now we got to call in the people above us to deal with this.
The ceiling of the of this room opens up. A helicopter is above them. Hakeem Olajuwon comes down on a rope ladder. Starts signing related? And throwing out razor scooters.
Is this related?
Go Spartans! All right, let's get back to the meat part of the podcast, where a guest shares a true meaty story from their life. Zach, you're up. What would you like to talk about?
I want to talk about the time. So when I first moved out to LA, I didn't really know anyone out here. And I was going to therapy at the time, and my therapist was like, well, you should try like a meetup group. Like, you can meet people with similar interests and maybe, you know, make some friends and get to know people. And I was like, oh, that's a great idea. So I found one. I say it was a great idea. It turned out it probably wasn't a great idea, but I found one that was like nerd culture thing, like people who like nerdy things. And I was like, okay, I like nerdy stuff. It was kind of an amorphous group, but I was like, it's close by. I'll check them out. So I showed up to this bar/restaurant. There's a place in Burbank, and it's like an English style pub. And they serve only like English food. I don't remember what it's called. I think the word ghee is in the name. I do believe I think ghee and old are in the name. and I sit down, and there's just like a group of like, I don't know, stereotypically nerdy people there. And I sit next to like a woman who I'd say is like in her 40s or 50s, like older than most of the rest of the group. And I start talking to her, and she was like, oh, I'm actually the mother of the woman who started this meetup. I'm in town for a week to help her move. And I was like, oh, interesting. And then she starts talking to me. And like, the more I talk to this woman, yeah, the more she seems to be like angling that I should ask her daughter out on a date. and I'm like, well, I don't really know your daughter. And then her daughter comes and sits next to us and is kind of like, she's like, seems like a really cool person. I really like her. She's really nice. And I end up getting her phone number, and her mother was like really openly psyched about that. and then a week later, we meet up at like a bar out in Burbank, and it's like a game bar. It's like a place you can like put board games on the table and do those while you drink.
Tony's Darts Away?
Not Tony's Darts Away. There's another one that's like downtown, but I like Tony Darts.
Okay.
But we went to this place, and she shows up a little late, and she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry I'm late. I just got out of the hospital. And I was like, oh my God, are you okay? She's like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. I just found out I have, I'm spacing on an autoimmune disorder. She's like, I just found out
Crohn's.
She didn't say specifically. She just said I have autoimmune disorder. And she's like, I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. That's awful. She's like, oh, it's great. Actually, I'm really happy. I finally know what I've been having a lot of health issues lately. And I finally know what's going on. And then she's like, she starts describing her health issues. And then she's like, yeah, I had to move because I was living in a place and like the pipes broke and it flooded and the landlord wouldn't do anything. So I moved in with my ex-boyfriend, and my ex-boyfriend is like living with his best friend, who's like a coke addict, and his coke addict friend will like do a bunch of drugs and like say insulting crazy things to me. And then I'm not joking, for the better part of 3.5 hours, she told me every bad thing that had ever happened to her. Like every bad thing that ever happened to her. Like, I knew stuff from her childhood. She, at one point, she was telling me about how tough it was to be adopted and like all this stuff, like that. I'm totally fine with people being upfront and letting me know stuff, but she didn't ask me any questions or like interact with me in any way. She just kept, she just needed to vent, I think.
Yeah.
And so she went on, we literally closed the bar down. That's how long we were talking. She was talking. I didn't really talk very much. I talked so little. In fact, I started counting the sentences I said, just because I had nothing else going on. So I was like, and I think I literally maxed out like 15 sentences over the course of this entire date. And so the place we went to was like walking distance from my house. So I just kind of walked there and I was going to walk back. But I was like, she's like, hey, do you mind walking me to my car? And I was like, sure, that sounds fine. And I walk her to her car and we're standing there and there's that kind of awkward moment where I think she's expecting me to kiss her or try to kiss her, you know, and I wasn't not going to do that. And and then we're standing there for a second. I was like talking and then she's like, oh, I have to check to see if I have lizard food. And she opened up her trunk and was like, oh, I just wanted to see, I have a lizard and I wanted to make sure I bought lizard food for it. And I couldn't remember. And I was like, okay, that's cool. Yeah, I don't know. It was like trying to let the moment go on for a moment. And I guess that's what she came up with in that second. And I was like, okay, well, all right, have a good night. And she was like, yeah, you too. This is great. We should do this again. And I was like, yeah, all right. And then I just kind of walked back. And then as I like turned, as I'm walking away, I was like a block away and she was still just kind of standing there, which made me very uncomfortable for like the next walk. I like turned the corner so I didn't feel like somebody was watching me walk away from that date. So yeah, that was a beautiful date I had in my life.
I do feel like sometimes I've had that before where you meet up with somebody to like catch up or whatever, or maybe it's their idea or whatever. And it's just one, it's totally like, oh, you don't really, you just want to talk.
Yeah. Like, I don't even blame her. It was like, you're clearly like having a tough day and you needed to vent, but it was like, I didn't say anything in this interaction. Like this was, I felt like a therapist.
Was there any follow-up?
No. I never texted her back. And
did she text you?
She never texted me. I think she was waiting for me to text or maybe felt like a little uncomfortable at the end of it, maybe. But yeah, I never heard back from her. She seems like a lovely person. It was just like a weird night. It was like a very uncomfortable night.
I always wonder what happens when individuals like that run into other individuals like that. Like, I feel like sometimes I get in, I don't know if I've told it on here, but one time I got in a Lyft and coincidentally enough, I was like going to a rock climbing gym to meet my friend. And he was like, oh, do you rock climb? And I was like, no, I'm meeting my friend there. Like it's, his thing. And he's like, you can get pretty ripped doing that. And I was like, yeah. He's like, I'm 42. I got really ripped recently. And he was like, you know, my wife. And then he just like for the whole ride was like talking to me about exercising and getting ripped and being like, you could do it if you want to do it. And I was like, okay, thanks. And it was just like, it was also at the point where I had sort of turned around my own kind of exercise regimen, but I was like, this guy is not interested in having a conversation with me about like, what if he got in the back of his own car? Like, how do those conversations work when both people are like, let me tell you. And it's like, I had those conversations. And I'm always curious of like, what does this look like when it's not someone like me on the other end of it?
Yeah. Is it all just talking over each other or do they give each other a second to like, yeah. Is it like, oh, a kindred spirit? Or is it just like, listen, man, you got to do pull-ups. It's like, no way, man. You got to do as many pull-ups as humanly possible. And you're just like,
and then they both like walk away going like, that was amazing.
Yeah.
That's my best friend.
I do. That's wait, a real sincere fear though. I have of being that guy getting to an age where I'm like, kind of so lonely, I start random long conversations with strangers. That's like a genuine fear that I'll like hit that age and I'll be like, hey, you know, when I was a kid, I was so excited to see The Matrix. Now, there was nothing like The Matrix when we had the ads. You didn't know what the movie was about, but everyone was excited to see it. Like,
yeah, I wonder that too. Like, did she not text you because maybe she had a moment of reflection where she was kind of like, oh, I feel slightly embarrassed by maybe how that transpired. And like, has she always been like that? Did you catch her on one of those days? Like, are people who kind of are maybe lonely and do that? Have they always been that way? My sense is they haven't, and it could happen to any of us.
Yeah. How did that rest of that nerd group go?
It was,
did you ever go back?
I never went back, and it wasn't like, even if that date hadn't happened, I don't think I would have gone back. It was very like, it felt like a group of people like I just didn't really connect with. There was one dude who, I don't know if this is gonna be lost, like, because I don't know exactly how to explain it, but there's like a certain type of nerdy guy who's like, aggressively correcting everyone, but he like sees it as sort of like oh, I have an intellectual perspective, but really he's just like, yes, that's what I would have said. Or like, he's like, he just, anytime you said anything, he would just be correcting everyone, and I could feel like the group sort of like tighten up around this guy.
I am not surprised to find out that like a group of self-identified nerds had an awkward time and one brought their mom. That's funny. Well, I'm glad you made friends now, Zach.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Wow, what a night. Oh, God. This is like so much fun hanging out, and it's crazy to be here at my door. And
yeah.
So.
Good night. Good.
It is a good night.
Yeah, good night.
Yeah, good night. Do you like lizards?
I mean, I used to chase
them. Are you a lizard guy?
No, I mean, I used to chase them as a kid. I don't have like...
Chase lizards, so you're a lizard guy.
Sure. I don't mind lizards.
Cool. Yeah. I had an iguana when I was a kid, so...
Oh, yeah. That's interesting. There's a lot of them in Florida just running around.
Tons of them in Florida. You've been to... Oh, yeah. That's right. You're from Florida.
We see that yeah. Josh has like a headset receiver in his ear right now. Talk about how wet the lizards in Florida are because of humidity.
The lizards in Florida are wet.
They're wet?
Because of the humidity. It's not a dry heat in Florida. I don't have to tell you this because you're from Florida. Do you want to talk about humidity?
No.
We're just here at the door, and I've had such a fun time, and I don't really want this to end. I shouldn't say that out loud. So let's talk about Florida wet lizards. Have you found them damper than most? Or
look, I know what you're trying to do right now.
I'm not.
You're trying to extend the date and maybe hopefully getting me to come up there, you know? But, I mean, we tried, right?
Okay, Josh, tell him that you are...
We see that my character is just staring off, like, into the sky while this is happening.
Yeah, Josh, tell him that you have medication in your house and you need somebody to supervise you taking it. And so you just need to come inside.
I need you to, will you help me with my suppositories?
We see that Mark also has a little earpiece in. That's good. Go for it.
Go for it.
Sorry, I said that wrong. I have not suppositories.
No, don't.
They are suppositories. They help me with my lower intestine, my large intestine, which is the lowest one. I have.
Josh, don't get specific. Don't get specific. Just.
I have a bad poop hole.
are you?
And I need. God, is that too much? I need to take medication and I need someone just to be around me because it takes a lot of like stretching and flexibility for me to be able to get in. So if I were to fall off my bathtub and crack my head, I would just need someone to listen for the sound and please come inside.
Oh God, I wouldn't want that to happen to you. Can you give me just 1 second? Can you give me 1 second?
Yeah, me too. They both touch their ears and stare off into opposite directions.
Hey, Jake, you want me to go for it? Why did the suppository thing,
That sounds like butt play to me, my man. Also, I think he said something about pooping on the side of his bathtub. I mean, at least get in there, see what's going on. This is going great.
I don't know, just a little leaky butthole that I'm going... Fuck, I just...
My guy's screaming, hello! Hello!
I'm sorry, Josh, I'm sorry, hold on 1 second. I get the pizza guy's here, and we're debating whether this is too much.
We see a pizza guy delivering to a van right on the street.
The pizza guy's got an earpiece in. He says it's too much.
Too much what?
He says that it's, I think the cost is too much. Is that what you meant? It's too much? It costs too much or too much cheese?
The cost is too much. Yeah, no, I said I wanted extra cheese, not too much cheese.
We now see just a bunch of the pizza guy, both people on the date, wandering around this front lawn, both trying to tap their ears to get a signal.
I am desperate, but I just think I could do better.
You could do better? Are you kidding me? That's crazy. Look, okay. As soon as I get done dropping off this pizza, I'm going to help you out, okay?
Wait, where are you? What street?
What? I told you I had to pick up a second job. I'm on Maple and Walnut.
Me too.
What?
Yeah, me.
They bump into each other back to back.
Their earpieces pop out of and then pop into each other's ears.
Well, we talked about the price of the pizza beforehand. Go deliver the pie and make sure. Just collect the money. It's not, the price isn't debatable. We double check it before we send you out there.
Mr. Jabor, this is Mark. Are you micromanaging your son delivering pizzas again?
What did you say?
I said
yeah. My boy's gonna learn how to deliver some pies. Is this not my son? What's going on?
No, this is Mark. Earpieces popped out and popped into our heads. I don't know.
Mark, weren't you on a date earlier?
Yeah, I was. I was with the
lead. How'd it go?
I mean, well, for one side, and then they wanted me to come up and they told me about the leaky butthole, and your son wants me to go for it, which you might be right.
I mean, sounds like there's butt play.
Oh, God. Hey, Stephanie, over here.
Yeah.
Hey, how'd you date last night with that from the whatever?
Oh, I think it went pretty well. Yeah, oh. Yeah.
What's he like? Does he have any brothers, sisters?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm not sure.
Well, you surely you know. I mean, a date, you go on a date, you get to know somebody, you talk to them, you ask
questions. Yeah, it was a pretty crazy date, actually. I mean, it was really wild. I mean, I walked in there. I was 5 to 10 minutes late because of I got in an altercation on the road about it. And
are you okay?
Yes, I am okay. I almost hit a woman walking her dog, and I
She started mouthing off at me, and it just got a little difficult.
Well,
to like, I had to like stop and pull over for a little while before the date started. So we were already off to a bad start on the date. And then when I got into the place, all of the bar stools were sticky, and he helped me. We sort of like were for a bar. I told him a story of my, I'm looking for a proper stool because some of them were sticky. Some of them were wobbly legged. Have you ever been to a place that has wobbly?
Yeah. Legs? Yeah. A lot of bars have wobbly.
My legs. Brother had a wobbly leg. He got it corrected when he was 7 years old.
Look, Stephanie, you know what? We don't have to.
You asked me what you asked.
Well, yeah, I know I did. But okay. If I'm being honest, Tell me.
You don't know what it's like for my brother to have a knee brace for 6 to 8 months.
No, I don't. I honestly don't. The most I know is from Forrest Gump. That's like my whole experience.
Oh.
Was that wrong? That was
I didn't enjoy that movie. No.
You know what? I thought that you might enjoy that movie. You know what I mean? For I thought you would relate to the main character who's sitting on a bench, just talking away.
That is a really telling thing for you to say about me. That I'd be sitting on a bench, blabbing away on a park bench. I don't like park benches. I wouldn't sit on a bus bench. Was it a bus bench? I don't take public transportation. Okay. Why? Germs.
Okay.
I have an immune disease.
I know you do. I know you do. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Took me forever to find that out.
We got to Josh's character on the boardwalk with one of those cartoonists. Okay. So what do you like? You want to be on a little roller skates or something? Give me some things that I can add to this goofy picture of you with a big head and a tiny buddy.
Thank you for asking. I did roller skate a few times in my life.
Okay.
Multiple birthday parties when I was in like the fifth to sixth grade at a place called Butler Skate Land in Butler, Wisconsin. Butler is not a great, it's sort of
Butler Skate
between land? The inner city and sort of like more kind of what you might consider like the boondocks. So,
okay, just a little boondocks.
But I didn't really, I had a good time. I went to a Lutheran school, so in that small community. So
give you a little
there were six boys, not Catholic, Lutheran.
Oops, sorry.
Lutheran and Catholic. We didn't have uniforms. Catholics believe in the idea of representation in the communion. Are you mm-hmm. aware of this? When this is my body, this is my blood. Catholics believe that is symbolic. Well, we Christian Lutherans believe it's the actual, true, actual blood of Jesus Christ that we are drinking.
Are you drinking a little bit of Jesus' blood?
Hey, buddy.
Crackers?
Huh? You got like 30 things on there. Me and my girl are trying to get our pictures drawn with you.
Yeah, I want to have my bikini body and my boyfriend's muscles depicted in our thing. And you're drawing too much stuff on this guy's thing or this girl's stuff.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'll get right to yours. Let me just wrap this one up. Anything else?
Anything else from... Are you talking to me? Sorry, I was... I was just so rudely interrupted. I have an immune disease.
Draw a girl with a bikini body and a buff guy interrupting you.
No, don't draw us into that woman.
Yeah,
we want our own.
I don't want that.
Okay, now draw yours. Now here you two are. You're angry that I'm drawing the other guys. Here's you.
Excuse me. I don't want their drawing to overpower my drawing. I get in front of them for their drawing.
Okay. This little Lutheran boy chewing on Jesus slides in front of you.
Hey, also, why are you making my girlfriend's head big and her boobs small? That's not what's going. That's not what she looks like.
Yeah, I have a small head and huge boobs.
Small
it's
head
a caricature.
Oh, you're aroused by it. This guy's giving you a little definition of what a character is.
I once dated a woman with a head so tiny it could be mistaken for a pin.
Ooh, that's good. Draw that little
we don't want
here.
That on ours.
What did you say?
Hmm?
I missed that last Yelp.
Oh, I said, we don't want your story on our picture, okay?
I don't want your story on my picture. I'm not even interested in your story.
Well, yours has roller skates and a birthday hat and a Catholic stuff in there. At least ours makes sense until you interrupted it.
What's so interesting about you?
Oh, and I'll draw your, it looks like your buddy in the background giving your girlfriend the side eye.
I think he's just looking at the bird.
We cut to this caricature artist at a wedding. this seems fun. Are you kidding me? Did Dan and Michelle pay for this?
Yeah, they sure did.
Doing caricatures of the wedding guests.
Yeah, the caricatures are free. And then if you want any affairs drawn in or elaborated on, that'll be $5.
Not gonna. You must be making terrible bit. Who would want?
Hey, excuse me. You just did my caricature, and I have found that my affairs are not comically large. They're normal size affairs, and I don't have my skateboard on here at all.
What? Let me see. That's an above average affair. You're sleeping with two women and then your wife's in the corner with her arms crossed.
Yeah, but their heads are normal sized. They need just big heads.
Fine.
We cut to the father and the bride of the, I mean, the father and the mother of the bride. Honey, why are you looking? What? I just found this caricature of you looking at my brother.
Sweetheart, I didn't want you to find out this way.
What?
I didn't want you to find out through a caricature. I was hoping maybe a DJ would tell you, but I've been blowing your brother at the rock climbing gym.
What? Is that how the chalk comes off of his fingers?
If you wonder why I have those chalky handprints on my tits and my bottom every night, it's because I wade in the bathroom to fellate your brother. I'm sorry.
We see the bride flip off the camera in the room. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, revolutionary. Hell yeah.
I hate this wedding too, man. I'm on your side, bride.
The wedding reception, the roof opens up. Hakeem Olajuwon comes down.
Oh, Razor Scooters!
Go Rockets. Go Rockets.
That's just one guy saying go Rockets in the back of the auditorium. He's the only person watching his wedding.
What'd you say?
Go Rock.
Yeah, I agree.
Delay of wedding.
Well, excellent. Thank you so much for being on the meet. That was a blast.
Yeah, thank you, dudes. That was really, really fun.
Got past those couple tech issues and we did it. Thanks so much for being on. Let's give you the chance to plug whatever you got here, social media, whatever you like. Let's start with you, Zach. What would you like to talk or to plug?
Yeah, you can follow me on social media. It's ZHJOBE on Twitter and Instagram. Yeah, check me out there.
Cool.
Hi, this is Mark. You can follow me on social media on Instagram, Mark_Jacob, and on Twitter, _MarkJacob. That's MarkJacob.
Great. Jake?
You can follow me at Wake Up With Jacob or to go to weimprov.org for any of your improv needs.
I'm at Josh Simpson on Instagram, Mr. Josh Simpson on Twitter, joshsimpson.biz for all my videos and stuff like that. The Meet is on all the social media networks at The Meet Improv. And we also have our Patreon, patreon.com/TheMeetImprov, where you can get an extra bonus episode every week and access to our Discord channel. Thank you so much for listening. Stay safe out there. We'll see you next time on The Meet!
The Meet!
Improv.